Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Nun Zayin. Beginning of a new perek, Bameh Isha Yoytza. So the first thing the Mishnah says is, Lo Teitzei Isha, Lo Bechutei Tzemer, V'Lo Bechutei Pishton, V'Lo Berutzuos, Shebe Roisha. V'Lo Titbol Behen, Atcha Terapim. And the Gemara explains that the reason why a woman is not permitted to walk out with these chutim in her hair is because she may go to the mikvah, and when she goes to the mikvah, she might loosen them, or she will have to loosen them if they're going to be a chatzitza, and take them off. And then she may walk with them on her way home. Dal and Amitz b'Rishos HaRabim in the Oiver and Isser Dei Reisa of Hoitza'a in the Rishos HaRabim. Now Rashi says that these chutim were used for her hair, because she used to braid her hair and use these chutim to put the braids in her hair. However, if you look in Tosfos Dibur HaMaschil by Me'isha, Tosfos says, Oimeri, these chutin are specifically ones that were not used for braiding her hair. Aval chutin hanasunin mekliyas asar, chutin that were used for the actual braiding of her hair, yaitza bahem. She may go out with them on Shabbos. Debahanu lekel amigzar dilma shayyulahu, because these chutin that she uses to braid her hair were not concerned at all that she may take them off. Kedetanam bahamatzni ala kamon tadek dalar amadbeiz, di ikal chalapachis iser shvus begadeles, usfarahu. Later on in Perek HaMatzniya, Daf Tzadik Daled Amud Beis, there's a machlokes in the Mishnah if a person may make a braid on Shabbos, and it's a machlokes whether it's an Isser De'Oraisa or an Isser De'Rabbanan. L'chol Apachis, Tosfos says, the Chacham holds it's an Isser De'Rabbanan. And we could say misvara that just like there's an Isser of making a braid on Shabbos, so too there's an Isser of taking off a braid on Shabbos. Therefore, Tosfos says, this woman will not take off this chut and undo her braid on Shabbos. So we're not concerned that she may walk home with it and walk Dalet Amos and the Rishos HaRabim, the Oiver and Isser De'Oraisa. And the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva HaChadashim, and the Ran all explain that according to the Manda Omar, that this Isser of Kailas, of making the braid, is Isser De'Oraisa of Boine, so too, taking apart the braid is going to be an Isser De'Oraisa of Saiser. So what are we going to do for Rashi? According to Rashi, why do we say that she's not allowed to go out with this chut, because we are concerned she'll take it off? Taisus L'chayra has a good taina that L'chayra, this should be an Isser De'Oraisa of Stira, and therefore she won't take it off. So the Achreinim and some of the Rishonim give terutzim for Rashi. The first teretz is, the Taz, simple teretz, says that we're chayish, we're concerned, that maybe she'll tell a guy to take it off. So even though, yes, she herself can't take it off because it's an Isser De'Oraisa, but she'll tell a guy to take it off, and then we're back to the concern that she'll walk with it in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Dalet Amos, on her way home. The Bach in Simon Shin Gimel, that's where the Taz is as well, says that even though the Mishnah is talking about, as Rashi explains, chutim that are being used to braid her hair, but the Mishnah says, the Mishnah seems to say, that she could go to the mikvah after she's been wrapping these chutim. As the Mishnah's Lashon is, V'loi titvel ben acha terapim. So perhaps she will loosen them, and once they're loosened, then there's a chashash that she'll take them fully out of the kliya, because then there won't be an Isser De'Oraisa of Stira, and then she will come with them, Dalet Amos and the Rishos HaRabim. However, there's a Arzurua that seems to say a more lamdish pshat to answer Rashi. Arzurua says that according to the Manda Amar, that Kailas, making the braid, is Asur De'Oraisa, perhaps Rashi held that being Sursu to the Kliya, undoing the braid, is only an Isser De'Rabbanan. He says, just like every Sursur Shaloi Amanas Livnois is only Midirabbanan, so her taking off this chut and undoing the braid on Shabbos is only a seiser shalei amanas livnois. She's not doing the stira amanas to put it back together. She's doing this to go to the mikvah. And since it's only a seiser shalei amanas livnois, it's only going to be aser derabanan. Shlachar is a very good svara. So what do the other rishonim hold? Why do the other rishonim say that her taking off this braid is an iser deraisa of stira, and that's why we're not concerned if she goes out to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Shabbos with this braid or with the chutim that are around the braid, because she won't take it off? So I saw in a sefer that wants to explain this machlokes based on a chakira and the Avnei Nezer Simon Kuf Pei Vav. And this is the chakira. This din of Seisr Almanas Livnois and Matar Almanas Likshar and other malachas that we find that they have to be Moichok Almanas Lichtoiv, for example, what's the gedder of this din? Is it that the stira has to be directly l'tzorech binyan? In other words, whenever I'm being soiser something, the direct outcome of what I'm being soiser has to be because I want to be boiner right now. And someone who's soiser, not amanas, livnois, meaning he's not soiser right now because he needs whatever space he's being soiser to do a new ma'aseh binyan. Perhaps he has das in the future, he wants to be boiner, but the stira is not directly l'tzarech binyan. Perhaps that's not called soiser amanas livnois. And the Avnei Nezer has rayas to both studim from different rishayim and achrayim. Perhaps he could say that the machlekes rishayim over here, whether an isha unbraids her hair on Shabbos and is going to take this chut out, and we're concerned that she may walk in the Rishos HaRabim, so the actual maisa of unbraiding on Shabbos, which is not directly amanas to remake the braid, right now she's doing it to go to the mikvah. Perhaps later she's going to rebraid her hair, but not right now. Is that considered a seisa amanas livnois or not? Perhaps the Rashba and the Ritva and the Ran and Tosfos all held that her undoing her braid is considered amanas livnois. Because Lemaisa, after her tefillah, at least after Shabbos, when she's allowed to make her braids again, she'll redo her hair. Therefore, that's considered a seisa amanas livnois. And therefore, that's an Isra Dairaisa, and she's not going to do it on Shabbos. However, the Arzu Rua held that a stira has to be l'tzerech habinyin right now. It has to be a direct stira that you're doing to be baina. And therefore, the stira of this braid is not l'tzerech redoing the braid. It's only the Tzarech Tefillah, therefore it's only the Rabbanon. And if it's only the Rabbanon, the Zerua says there are a Terim where perhaps the Tzarech Mitzvah, she's allowed to undo the braid. Therefore, that's what Rashi holds, that the Seisra Manas Livnois, where it's not direct, where she's being Baina right now, that's not Asa Medei Raisa, it's only Asa Medei Rabbanon. And therefore, in this situation, where the Tzarech Mitzvah, there perhaps could be a Heter for her to take off the braids, she's not allowed to go out with the Schut on Shabbos, because she may come to be Maver, this Chod Dalet Amis in the Rishos HaRabim, and over in Isser Do'ei Raisa. Have a wonderful day.